And got a little bit something extra for you right now.
Yeah, get ready for some absolute incoming boss lady power. Beatrice is a Melbourne-based artist who's known for being a member of the Choreography Queens outfit Haiku Hands, as well as producing for Katajala Kirara. She's kicked off her solo career with her track Grid, released last year, and she swung by to check out our new Get Up in the studio and have a chat with us. Beatrice, thanks so much for coming in the hoist.
Pleasure. This Get Up is fine.
I know, it's so snazzy.
Yeah. Now, orange walls if you can't see it because you're on the radio.
Tasteful,
but
colourful.
Yeah. Definitely keeps you awake.
Yeah, it does. Beatrice, as mentioned, you do have your fingers in a lot of pies, you know, being part of Haiku Hands and also producer of Katajala Kiridara. And then as well as facilitating workshops in remote communities as well. Mm-hmm. Where do you sort of find most of your time and energy falls to?
Well, I mean, at the moment, it just sort of depends where the need is. Like, it's like at the moment there's lots happening with Haiku Hands. We're about to go to the USA on Sunday for 5 weeks. So going to South by Southwest and then supporting a Japanese band called Chai for 3 weeks and then in LA for 2 weeks. So at the moment it's sort of like all my energy is going towards getting ready for that, which is quite a big mission. And then, yeah, after that I'm hoping to put out another Beatrice single. So my energy will sort of go to that. And yeah, it's just like a bit of a rotating party.
And where do you actually find your energy? Because getting through those magnificent Haiku Hands dances seems like it would take a lot of it. What's a day in the life like? Like, what do you do to get vibing?
Well, I mean, at the moment I'm actually in quite a meditative practice of how to do less because I'm a slight overachiever workaholic. I'm like a high-functioning workaholic, just putting it out there, saying it on the air. So it's really good, but I really burnt myself out last year, so I'm trying to learn how to do sort of one thing at a time and to just really put all my energy into it and then focus on the next thing and do everything with, like, all my heart and all my energy and then do the same with the next thing. The energy comes from I love it. I would swear so loudly I don't know if I can, but I fucking love it so much. Like, I just, like, I love making music. I love performing music. I love working with people. I love collaborating. I love, like making stuff happen. I just feel really happy and lucky that I get to do it. So I think I'm just buzzed off that.
That's pretty incredible.
Not to be, yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's been a long time coming. Like, it's like I've been working at it for ages. It hasn't just happened. So I guess now I'm stoked. Yeah.
Stoked. I mean, you did say it was tough, but you've got all these things that you absolutely love that just keep you going through it.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of absolute highlights, I guess you could say? I've heard a lot of people saying, you know, 2018 wasn't the year for me and 2019 is the new year. But would you give, like, a specific highlight from last year?
Holy moly, how does one do that? There's so many. I definitely think putting out, I put out my first solo single, it's called Grid. That was a real highlight because I guess I've been making electronic music for quite a few years. So to get something out finally was really good. Also doing our first national tour with Katajala was really amazing. Like, we went to Tassie and they ladies came to Melbourne and it's just, I just love them so much and it was so fun having them in my hometown. Haiku Hands went to Europe twice. That was really cool. My sister lives in London, so got to spend a bunch of time with her and we went to Iceland.
What?
I know. Oh, it was so cool. It was like, yeah, we flew in and got in this little car and we played at a festival there at Haiku Hands, so that was really awesome.
Oh, man, hard to top 2018 then.
Yeah. But again, it was like I really burnt myself out. Like at the end of last year, I was just like, whoa, I cannot do that again. So it's like, yeah, it was really awesome, but it was also like a lot. And now this year I'm like, how just do things and enjoying them as a priority, like rather than just getting them done. So
I love that. That's really good.
Yeah.
2019, take the year for yourself.
Yeah. Or just do what, I don't know, seek the joy Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Quote the this end. Interview yeah. into.
Yeah, I actually have my own quote book coming out next week.
And moving back to your track grid, you've got so many little vocal samples on the track. How did you go about creating those? And do you sort of make noises on purpose, like there'd be notes on a keyboard, or do you sort of just.
So I often will, how that came about was just singing a few different lines, like hooks. And none of the hooks quite felt strong enough. Like, I don't feel like the message was, I don't know, I feel like a really good hook is something that has a really clear, succinct message. The words all line up, the rhythm lines up. Like, it's like when you get a really good hook, it's like, it's pretty amazing. You know, you think about all the hooks in the world that you can never get out of your head. It's because they're just little magic treasures. And so it wasn't a magic treasure. So I just chopped it up. I use Ableton, so I was just chopping it up in Ableton, and that's what came out. But I big thing at the moment is using the voice as like an instrument, using it. I think that I think in electronic music at the moment, I feel really connected to sound that feels real or like has a really nice timbre, or you don't know what it is. Like, I often feel like I can hear so many sort of like fake electronic drums and stuff like that, which is awesome. Like, I love like drum machines and stuff like that. But I don't know, when I hear sort of like not super great electronic sounds, I don't know, that's just not blowing me away. So yeah, the seems, voice
yeah,
is
like
cool.
A vocal craftanoon is really the key.
Yeah. Fair enough. Beatrice, now you also supported John Hopkins, you know, whom your sound has been likened to occasion.
Yeah. Good compliment.
It is a bloody good compliment.
Like, thank you. I'm going to take a screenshot of that.
I mean, it was when he toured Australia. How was the tour, and like, what was sort of, I guess, the biggest takeaway from it with somebody, you know, like John Hopkins, I guess?
Yeah, so he was touring with Laneway, and he just did two side shows, and I did his Sydney side show and supported him. And what was the biggest takeaway? I mean, his whole team who he works with are just very kind, lovely people, and that was really inspiring to imagine that no matter how big you get, it's just nice to be kind. Like, I feel like that's a really important thing. The guy and the agent who was booking us, a really awesome guy called Matt, he was looking after them, and he was like, oh, I don't have to do much. And he was like, they're so kind and easy. And he's like, so different to some of the mega hip hop guys. And I was like, oh, that's funny.
Oh.
But nothing, I love hip hop so much, but I was just thinking about mega rock stars.
Yes.
And yeah, so that was important. Also, his music is just really special. And it was like Thursday night at the Metro in Sydney, and it was packed, it was sold out, and people just went off. And I was just so, I was like, that is just to have super like good, beautiful, emotional music that also makes you want to dance, that people can really like, you know,
just connect to.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. So yeah, seeing his live show was really awesome. Seeing how he did the setup was super interesting for me as a nerd, and then his nice team was very inspiring.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you also got to help people sort of nerd out at Big Sound last year your keynote speech, as well as some performances where you talked about creating your new music.
Yeah.
In 2019, is this the year that we get to hear the result of what you got to tell everybody in the keynote?
Yes. Yay. Yeah, definitely. We're working on a Haiku Hands album in the first half of this year.
Yes.
And then
sorry, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, totally. Hell me yeah. too. Me too. And then after that, I'm going to get started on Beatrice's album and hopefully have that out by the end of the year.
Side note, do the Haiku Hands album, does that come with like a dance video? Sort of like S Club 7? Do you reckon we might get like a video component?
So funny. We can do one for you, I'm
beautiful.
Sure.
Oh, great.
No problem. I was actually thinking today it'd be nice to have a video for every track, and yeah, so maybe that can be one of them, a dance video. And one, and two, and three.
Why the heck not?
Yeah, totally.
We've got Beatrice in the studio here on The Hoist on Sin 90.7 with Imo and Indy. International Women's Day is coming up this Friday. I'd love to know your thoughts, particularly on the electronic music scene and how I feel like it is improving for women and the LGBT community and non-binary people as well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As you being inside the actual scene, how have you seen it improve?
I guess I have really, like, I've been doing Beatrice for like 5 or 6 years, so I've really noticed a difference in, like, lineups. So when I play, like, I used to play and there would be like maybe one other woman on the whole lineup, and now there's a lot, and like a lot of the time it's, you know, almost half and half. I mean, I probably play it quite alternative, open-minded festivals, because that's what the music is. I'm not saying that all festivals are like that, but I definitely feel a real improvement, like, really. And I feel like there's lots of people who are, you know, at the forefront of that and really have bared the brunt of that and worked so hard to make that happen. And, yeah, I just feel really grateful for those people. And, yeah, I think that change is really afoot. Like, it's, like, really happening. Yeah.
I think so. And it's really heartening to hear as well. And I feel like the change is just going to be exponential as...
Yeah, exponential. You know, that's exactly the word.
More people are in the scene making the music that you want to hear. The people on the outside are going to be loving it more. And it's just going to bounce back and forth. It's going so good.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I really feel that. Like, I feel that in my solo shows. I feel that in Katajala. I feel that in Haiku Hands. Like, I can see the audience, like, the audiences are always so diverse and awesome, and young dudes and old dudes and, you know, just people from all walks of life. And I love that. It's, like, something that makes me really happy, besides all the swearing that I often do on stage. I'm always like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
But there are so many kick-ass women coming up, and it's hard not to watch them and want to be like them and idolise it. So it's easy for that movement to come.
Yeah. Visibility is just so important. I've told this story before, but I often, because it's really important, like, I really remember the first time I saw a female DJ. It was this lady called DJ Storm, and she's a drum and bass DJ, and she was playing in the city, and I walked in, and she was in these, like, massive high heels with these super tight bands, and she was playing the most hardcore drum bass. I was like, oh my God, I was like, I want to do that. And then I waited for her backstage, and I carried her records to the taxi, and I was like, how do you do that? She's like, well, you've got to get the records, you've got to put them on, you got to learn to do it. I was like, okay, get the records, put them on the thing, learn how to do it. I remember the next day I was like, got to get the records. Like, it was just like this, like, but I hadn't even, I don't know, just seeing her, I was like, oh, that's how you do it. Like, it's like, you can do it. Yeah.
And here you are, inspiring so many other women as well. Yeah. You're just passing it on. And you're passing it on as well in the form of your single Grid, which we're going to be chucking on right now on the hoist on Sin 90.7. We just had Beatrice here in the studio with us. It's Immo and Indie. Got a couple more tracks coming up. But thank you so much for this evening.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Grid. It's the hoist.